Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, boy, it does seem ridiculous that before the season started, I thought the Commanders would be 10-7, and I thought they would wind up in the NFC Championship game for a second year in a row, losing to the Green Bay Packers. It does seem ridiculous. It also further, as a friend of mine has reminded me throughout the day, further seems ridiculous that I ranked Jaden Daniels number 5 overall. I said an argument could be made for Matthew Stafford at number 5, Jaden Daniels at number 6 behind Lamar, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Burrow.
You know, can I say something?
No, you can't say anything as you're saying something.
That is what, you know, I came in here on Monday. I'm not going to lie, I came in a little elated because I think, and you were a bit more reasonable than other people's takes here, but there were some outlandish takes for Jaden Daniels and this Commanders team year two. And I was just you guys must not watch football the way you think that the red carpet is just going to roll out for Jaden Daniels in this team year two, given where it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think Kevin Sheehan is one of the most smartest kind of football minds and whatever. I don't agree with Kevin on a bunch of things, okay? Mm-hmm. He and I see things differently. Like, he thinks it's 100% the defense, never anything on the offense. Okay. Kevin had them winning either winning the Super Bowl or going to the Super Bowl. I can't remember. And there were plenty more of that. Now, again, I thought I was being generous by getting them back to the NFC Championship game. The only NFC Championship game this team is going to be at is in front of a TV on the golf course.
I remember arguing with you about that NFC Championship game. I vividly remember arguing you down.
Well, yeah,
about
you were not as sold. You were not as high
because I just hadn't seen them.
You're a Giants fan.
No. I said for my Giants team, 7 wins was going to be a stretch, and that's with all the offseason additions. This is the reason why I love football so much, is because no matter who you add, you still have to play with 11 players cohesively and come up with a game plan and scheme in order to win games.
It's really hard to do.
Exactly.
It's really hard to repeat.
Exactly.
It's really hard to sustain. And look at the San Francisco 49ers. They have sustained a high level of player in Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch's era. But there have been a couple of years where they have really, really, really hit the bottom.
Yeah.
And struggled, right? And then there's years where, like this year, they're overcoming a lot so far. It's really hard to sustain the year-in, year-out excellence that the Kansas City Chiefs have had.
Exactly.
That largely the Philadelphia Eagles, although the Eagles have had moments and years where they have struggled. You know, it is really, really hard. really hard.
And you got
for a variety of factors.
And you got coaching staffs and analysts
yes.
that are dedicated and nerds and spend hours on end in front of TVs and computer screens watching film, creating ways in order to scheme up and get players open to stop offenses. So you have a lot of instances like C.J. Stroud where in year two people struggle for whatever reason. Then you have Patrick Mahomes
right.
and Joe Burrow in year two who, since going to the Super Bowl, what have they done? So it's for me,
Mahomes is in the Super Bowl every year.
No, I'm talking about Joe Burrow.
Oh, Joe
since
Burrow.
Going to the yeah. Super Bowl in his second year.
Well, people would argue that Joe Burrow is still a top three quarterback except injuries.
I know,
but his team hasn't won.
Exactly, and that's my point. No matter how great.
They don't want to blame him, though, even though he was not good for a couple of games at the beginning of last season.
You're helping my yeah. – no matter how good one individual mm-hmm. player is – you need 11 people on both sides of the ball, and the Commanders just never showed that.
Let me ask you this. Do you think I'm being unfair by saying that Jaden has regressed or struggled at times this year?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you think I'm being fair by saying, hey, it's not just on Jaden Daniels, it's the running game has been missing, MIA for a month. Injuries obviously have been a huge part of it. At times it's the wide receivers. At times it's the offensive line. At times it's Cliff Kingsbury. At times it's the defense, right? Do you think I'm being fair by saying that?
Yeah, I think I would take it a step further. It's just year two, it's still like more film that these guys, these coaching staff, these analysts have been watching, more ways to scheme up and create game plans in order to give him different looks, to show him things that he may not be used to seeing week in and week out. And then, like you said, the injuries, the different receivers, his injuries himself, like these are things that your game may have to change week to week, little by little. And it takes people time to get used to these changes with the body, game plans, and preparation. And he just may not be ready for all of that. Even last year, there were times where you're looking at Jaden like, this guy's Superman. How sustainable is this?
Well, but there were all, but maybe two, yes, that's an excellent point. But maybe to the other point, there were times where he wasn't Superman, where he wasn't even that good. And he was able to cover it up outside of a tough three-game stretch against Pittsburgh, Philly, and Baltimore, and Pittsburgh. He was able to cover it up with how sensational he was in so many other games and so many other big moments.
Oh, yes,
and staying ahead of the chains yeah. and not holding on to the ball too long and not getting injured outside of the broken rib, which he was able to play through. So people don't look at that as the same as the hamstring or the knee or now the elbow this year. I mean, again, there's a myriad of reasons. Kurt Warner's job is not to sit here and break down every problem, every situation. He's just evaluating the quarterback. That's it.
Yeah.
Right? And trust me, I used to work with Chris Cooley, right? Cooley would often say after Robert Griffin starts, the quarterback was so bad, you couldn't evaluate anybody else fairly. In this case, that is not what we're dealing with.
Mm-mm.
But while it is fair to say the reason why the quarterback has somewhat struggled at times is because of this, 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 and that, it's also fair, in my opinion, mm-hmm. and I think in yours, but I want to speak for you, to say, well, part of the reason why this, 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 and that is getting more exposed is because of the quarterback.
I don't know if I go that far.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
but
will.
I think I do agree with the point that you made. I'm glad you brought up Patrick Mahomes because I think that is the perfect case of widely regarded as the best quarterback in the league. And we just saw a game against Buffalo where we're looking at him like maybe he's the reason that they lost. And we're talking
Great point.
We're talking about the offensive line. He had wide receiver injuries or suspensions in the beginning of the year. No matter how great of a player you are, again, you need 11 players on the same page with a great scheme in order to win games in this league. That's why it's the best league.
I mean, again, I think that's the best overall point that's been made on the show. It's not the sexy one, but it's the best overall point. It's what you hear the players and the coaches say. All it takes is one guy to be off their assignment or one guy. And sometimes I think that's a little overdone. But by and large, to your point, all it takes is one blown block or one missed block or one bad hand placement or one false step, and the play is ruined. The play is ruined, right? And that's offense, defense, special teams, everything. That's why it's important, and I hope if you've listened to this show and truly listened, why we never blame just one individual. Even today, when we were smoking Adam Peters for not making a trade, mention Lance Newmark's a big part of that. You know, maybe it's Josh Harris too. I don't know. Maybe they had a deal worked out for Daron Payne, and they didn't want to swallow the contract. I don't know. I mean, it could be a number of different things.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, let's get back to the phones and talk to Pete in North Carolina next up. What up, Pete? How are you?
Great. Chris, this is such good radio. You are the master, brother. You got
you.
Everybody going. I love it. Good
Thank
job.
You. Thank
and
you, Pete.
First off, I've been listening to you for over almost 15 years when you were the beat man with Robert and this and that,
yeah.
And I've never known you. You know what you're talking about. You've watched the game. You know. I've been watching football for over 50 years. I know what's wrong. This past Sunday, I saw Jaden miss so many players that were wide open, and it was on the replay that you see it. He's not the same person he was last year. I'm sorry. I love him. He's going to be great. He's a great quarterback, but he's having an off year. And you're right. It's everything. It's a perfect storm for a bad year,
yeah.
Like it was a perfect storm for a good year last year.
Yeah.
It just happens. And I just love the fact that Kurt Warner brought that out because he's a professional. The man knows what he's talking about. He can break it down. He's like a doctor when it comes to football.
Well, here's the thing, Pete. You know, like he mostly did the one game, right, against Seattle. Now people are going to say, well, that's one game. Jaden was great before. No, that's the problem. That is not true. He again, there has been inconsistent. Up and down play all year long.
Yes.
Since day one of training camp. Since day one of training camp, and nobody
and
wanted to hear
that.
It. Yeah.
You said it. I've heard you. I listen to you almost every day. And listen, your producer.
You're my guy, Pete. You know how much I love you, man.
I love you too, Chris. I always, when I told my wife, I said, they're blasting my buddy off the radio here. It's ridiculous. But I love the radio. I absolutely love radio, and I love what you do to it. It's a professional. It's very good, and it's very hard. But listen, your producer, he's 100% right. And guess what? The Giants are in better shape than the Skins are. I'll leave it at that.
You know what, Pete? Thank you, buddy.
Pete's a great guy.
No, wait.
You want to turn him off? Now he said the Giants.
Pete.
The Giants. He brings up the Giants. Now you want to cut him off? No, Pete, you continue. Love to hear more.
Oh, Pete, now AMAC wants to give every caller 5 minutes.
Yeah, I love it. That's okay, man. Hey, it is what it is, isn't it? You see it. You can see it on TV. You can see it in the stadium.
I mean, listen, you can see their pass rush, and you can see their quarterback right now is playing with a lot of confidence. Now, doesn't mean they're better.
I love it. No, but I love football. That's what makes it so great. Yep. Everybody takes it so serious.
Yep.
It's just a game. One year you might have a lot of fun, and next year you're going to have to watch. But I watch all the games anyway. If they win or lose, it doesn't matter. I'm having a good time with it.
Pete,
let's have some fun.
You're a saint. And tell your wife I appreciate her for giving us the gift of Peter in North Carolina, okay?
Thank you. I love you guys. And I'm telling you, Chris, you are the best on the radio. You are the best.
I appreciate that. We should hear that again. Thank you, Peter. We should get that to JT the Vic so that he can make a show open for us with Pete saying the obvious truth. I am the best. Let's go to DC next up. What up, DC? How are you?
Russell, bum gia, my brother. How are you?
What's shaking, Pally? How are you?
Hey, shout out to AMAC. He got me working on my Portuguese again since he went to Brazil, man.
You know,
and let me
tell you something. This guy, I mean, he is like how do I say this on the radio? He is the crown prince of Brazil right now. Like, he walked around that country in multiple different parts just with a swagger, with an aura, with a confidence, with a je ne sais quoi that hasn't been seen in many, many a decade.
As he should. That's why he's a Mac. He's the
a
Mac.
A to the Mac. A to the Mac, baby.
Russell, but he made the best point so far, and that's basically what I wanted to say, too. Like, it's about continuity and consistency, especially on offense. Everybody got to play as one on offense. On defense, you can the defense may not be playing so well, and you can make a spectacular play like we've seen Sean Taylor do and other people. And Revo's been playing out of his mind lately, and even Jacob Martin. But honestly, with Jaden, you know his – I paid attention to his demeanor this game. And he's normally smiling, joking. He was doing that. But then I seen him – he started pressing, and his demeanor changed – when Zach got a couple penalties and didn't run past the first down marker, then dropped a pass. And then when he tried to throw that, he was being pressured, and he still tried to give a play for Jalen Lane to make. Terry McLaurin would have made that play. And Jaden's like, man, these guys, they not doing what I need them to do or what they normally do or what I'm used to. So I'm just going to take over. You know what I mean? And the running game wasn't there to help him either, because we opened the game just throwing the ball. We didn't run the ball at all. And then the penalties also set us back.
Oh, the penalties were killers.
He was pressing.
Yeah. I mean, the Beyonis penalty was a soft call, in my opinion. But the other one was, you know, obviously, what was it, tripping? A whiplash? No, leg whip or whatever it was. I mean, whatever the second penalty was.
Face mask on Chris Paul.
Oh, his face mask. That's what it was. You're right.
He was trying to block two guys, and I give him credit. he didn't let him get to his quarterback, so I respect him for that. You know what I mean?
No, no, no. It's not that I'm criticizing him. It's just, yeah, I didn't think the first one was a good call on Biadasz. The second one I thought was a good call, but to your point, what you just said, I think is fair. And Chris has done a nice job, you know, overall. I mean, he's not like Pro Bowl or All Pro or anything like that, but he certainly hasn't been a huge problem by any means. Now, do they need to get better across the board on their offensive line? Absolutely. Your point about him not trusting, and maybe that's why he's running and scrambling more. Listen, I understand that. But as I said earlier, and I don't know how long you've been listening, you know, like, if you're Jaden at this point, whenever he comes back, your job is not to be the judge and the jury. Let the coaches let the coaches figure out who he can trust and who needs to be here and who needs to not be here. You're Jaden, get rid of the football, get it to the guy that you're supposed to based on the read, based on the play call, based on the timing, based on the coverage, and do your job. Don't try and be Superman. Don't try and wear a cape. I don't need you to wear a cape. Correct. I need you on the field, and I need you playing closer to how you played last year.
Because like Dan Quinn says, play like you said, play that game, but in those winning time moments, that's where you can accentuate your abilities. Not the whole game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Thank you, DC. I appreciate
you, man. Thank
you, good to hear from you. Let you run on that. We'll get to Athens. We'll get to IK. We'll get to Ian in Virginia, in Vienna. Well, that is Virginia. And Johnny in Oklahoma, all coming up. Stay tuned with us on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.